What's up, guys? It's Aaron from Living Life Abundantly, and I'm here with Evan, and I'm just talking to him about, you know, his life. So how do you stay happy?
How do I stay happy? So right now, I think it's like what I'm doing. So like work, and then when I get off of work, I have like a good amount of time to like play with my games or like hang out with friends. And then it, like right now, I'm actually doing a lot better in school than previous years. So like everything's like really good right now for me, and that's like the best thing going for me. So like if I keep thinking like I'm doing so well in like these things, then like it just keeps me happy.
It's awesome, man. That's awesome.
Yeah.
So how do you deal with depression?
Well, I don't do well on that. Like, I think I actually kind of give me like this, like this motivation, like this, I'll kind of joke around with myself, like, you can do it today. Like, I'll like say it in the mirror, like, and I kind of just keep that to myself. Like, don't let this like take you down. Just like keep on improving and like just try to take a situation like the best it can.
Yeah. No, that's good, man. I like that. That's good. That's good. You do that.
Yeah. I also like helping, cause like I feel like if I see someone who's in a worse spot than me, like I want them to see them on the same level of like being happy or like doing better. So like, if I see someone doing like not that bad, or you know, I try to help like people lower that just need that like motivation or confidence or like anything like that, and that also makes me happy.
That's dope.
Yeah. It's awesome. Like, it's also talking about this, I never do. So like, first time someone ever like answered that or asked that.
Really?
Yeah, that was awesome.
Dude, serving definitely makes you happy. Like, I believe like that's pretty much the number one way to stay like happy is serving. Don't you think?
Yeah, like literally, that's like just paying your dues and like knowing that you're doing something better instead of like not having a solution to the problem, like that just makes you smile. Like you did something about it in any situation.
Exactly, man. Exactly. So what do you think happens after you die, man?
Ooh. So like my family's Christian, so like you know, go to heaven and go to church like that. But we live like in a place where I could go on TikTok and then see something about like you're gonna be like a new different person, your energy goes somewhere. So like, to be honest, I think like when we die, we're gonna be like this like energy in like the air or like to maybe earth or something like that, like be a part of the environment.
Interesting, man. And what made you decide on that belief?
Well, it started off with like my cousins. They kind of told me like, "Hey, like, are you really like religious about like being Christian?" And then I was like, "I'm not sure. Like, I always like question my beliefs and like, is it a sin to like question these like things?" But you know, after that, I think like maybe I just want to start believing like what I want to believe. So like, just being a good person and like always having a good like attitude, I think that's like where it started.
Got you, man. Well, this is going to be, sometimes I don't like taking people through this good person test, but at the end you'll be happy. So
right.
Just bear with me for a second. So, are you a good person? Would you say?
Yeah. I if I was being like a bad person, then I literally, cause I could tell when I'm being a good person, and then there's times where I could tell I'm being a bad person. So right now I'm like being a good person. Bought my friend food right now.
Awesome, man. Awesome. And have you ever told a lie?
Yes. I feel like, but for good reasons. And when I lie, like I don't really try to mean it. I just try to do it like for the other people's benefit. I think that's so far like on the line.
So what does that make you though, if you've lied?
I feel like there's like different types of lying. So there's like a really bad line where like you know you're hurting the person, and you know like you should most likely tell the truth, or like that's just that's like the bad thing. And then there's the line where like as long as they never know, this will like all be like water under the bridge. Yeah. I don't know about like, wait, what was the question again?
What does that make? So what, so you said you've lied before. So what does that make you?
This is like, I feel like it depends on like the situation, if anything. So obviously I've lied. So I kind of feel like I'm in the wrong right there. Cause like, no matter how small of a lie, you know, it's always bad. So I don't really know what that makes you, but I think it just, you know, makes you human, if anything.
Well, yeah. What would you call somebody who lies, though?
I don't know. Like,
liar?
I guess. Like, I just feel like maybe they're doing it for the better. Like, that's how I try to take the situation at first. It's like, okay, maybe, like, there's got to be a reason why he's lying. Like,
yeah, for sure. Well, bear with me, man. It won't. So, have you ever looked at a woman with lust?
With lust? What does that mean?
Sorry. That mean, no, it's all good. It means with sexual desire, like...
Yeah. Yeah. Like, looked at any type of person or just...
Yeah. When, you know...
Yeah, you can obviously tell what the, like, where, like, the intentions are. So, actually I have a friend with a lot of lust. So, like, you can when you learn from that, you can, like, automatically tell, like, okay, well, this person's not good news. So... Mm-hmm.
Well, it says looking at a woman with lust or anybody with lust is the same as committing adultery with her in your heart. Does that make sense?
Well, what does adultery mean?
That means having an affair with her.
Oh, whoa.
Yeah. So that's even crazy. Just looking and being like, you know, I desire that.
Yeah.
Then that's the same as committing adultery with her in her heart. It says that in the Bible.
That's crazy. I didn't know that, and like I didn't see it that way. That was cool to learn.
What was that?
Oh, really?
So, have you ever used God's name in vain?
Fortunately, yes, and I regret it because like, you don't need to do that. There's so many other words to instead of using it in vain. So, yeah, I have actually.
Did you know that was punishable by death in the Old Testament?
I did not know that. Yeah.
Well, and so you just told me you're a liar, you're an adulterer and a blasphemer at heart. Would you be guilty or not guilty on Judgment Day?
I'd be guilty.
Heaven or hell?
Oh, man. I think heaven.
How?
I'm trying to think of more of like, I guess I am kind of wrong on this, but like, I've done more good than I've done bad. I'm kind of seeing it from that like position.
Well, how would you tell a judge that say a judge, you know, murdered, somebody, you know, or, you know, committed a crime against your family or something, and he said, "Oh, I've done more right than I've done wrong." Like, you know, but you know, what would you say?
I guess that is not fair. So, yeah, it really isn't. Yeah.
So, do you want to know what God did for guilty sinners so they wouldn't have to go to hell? And
what is it?
He died on the cross, and he rose again, conquering sin and death. So, he lived a perfect life. He died in your place, and if you trust in him and repent of your sins, you'll be saved.
Yeah, I think that's something I should, like, follow more, you know, there's someone that did something for me, but yeah, I have to work on that, on the things I'm doing that are wrong.
Well, I mean, God will change your heart. It's not about like you know, stop doing the bad things. It's just about trusting in Him, and He'll save you, man. Like He'll believe in Him,
right.
and repent, which means turn away from your sin, which He'll do that work for you. He's changed my heart to desire new things. Like I used to, you know, stumble with pornography, you know, watch that, and that's obviously a sin, and God changed my, and I still struggle with it at times, but God changed my desire to want to please Him instead of sin against Him. Does that make sense?
Yes.
So Jesus, just focus on Jesus, man, and how we have a relationship with Jesus is we pray, we talk to Him, and we read the Bible, man. So I just start with just saying, reveal yourself to me if you're real, man. Like, He has to reveal himself to you personally, right?
Yeah. And I also really, I truly, really want to be like, I want to follow God, like, to the most I can. And, like, I also have, like, parents that can, like, even help with that. So, like, I really want to, you know, get closer to God.
Yeah, that'd be awesome, man. I encourage you to do so. He's the only way. It says He's the way, the truth, and the life.
Right. Like, you're from here, too, though?
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool. Okay, so I just wonder if, like, I've...